CSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Ben and Ben Talibur, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, helping me understand the mirrors within mirrors of negotiating with the Islamic Republic of Iran for decades. Now we come to an item from AP that requires Benham's explication. Iran accuses Israel of supplying potentially exploding parts for a ballistic missile program. Subhead: Iran has accused Israel of trying to sabotage its ballistic missile program through faulty foreign parts that could explode, damaging or destroying the weapons before they could be used. Again, it reads like it's a spy novel, but it's an AP headline, so I'm going to believe that it's true. I'm going to come to that ballistic missile program. That's at heart here. Why would anybody want to destroy the ballistic missile program of anybody else? Because it's hostile. Benham, you and I have spoken of your lengthy disquisition of the ballistic missile program at Iran. Last week, we spoke of Iran in Moscow negotiating not only about ballistic missiles and drones, but also about ground troops. What is the status of the ballistic missile program in Iran? What is the status of the sanctions against it? Thank you.
In essence, the status of the ballistic missile program of the Islamic Republic is fast evolving. They continue to produce larger solid propellant motors. They continue to produce potential ways that they can store liquid fuel and fuel those liquid propellant systems in advance. Traditionally, this is more corrosive and more flammable. They're showing signs that they've been able to get around some of that. Their weapons are more precise. There's a potential for the capabilities to be adapted for these missiles to be able to strike targets at further ranges. And in essence, Iran right now, with that further range comment, is holding a sword of Damocles over the European Union and the United Kingdom. Currently, the self-imposed political, not technical, cap on Iran's missiles is 2,000 kilometers. That allows it to hit every single base in the CENTCOM theater of operations, as well as, of course, all of the State of Israel, as well as small parts of southern and kind of eastern Europe. But if Iran goes to 3,000 kilometers, which is a potential that they have to modify some of their warheads and make some of these medium range into intermediate range ballistic missiles, then it could essentially strike most, if not all, of the European continent. And this is a threat that Tehran is trying to artfully dangle in deed and not in word, through some of its ultra hardline press and some of its military officials, as well as some parades and military activities, to prevent the European Union from removing from its sanctions lists over 300. To make sure that the European Union does indeed remove over 300 missile, military, nuclear entities, as it was slated to do per the 2015 nuclear deal known as the JCPOA. The good news this summer is that the Germany, France, and the United Kingdom has told Iran that they intend to keep some of these missile restrictions in place. So Tehran is trying to again signal that there will be a cost for not rewarding the Islamic Republic. And ultimately, on the first side of the question, the evolving Russia-Iran military partnership, we'll have to see the impact of some of these UN-related sanction sunsets, particularly those that relate to missile testing and transfers on Russo-Iranian partnerships and activities that enable Putin to continue to strike Ukraine despite all the sanctions against his economy. So it very much is going to be playing to the edge until we get to October 18, 2023, which is when those UN prohibitions lapse.
In the meantime, exploding parts. Okay, that's all we have. We don't have any confirmation. We just have the allegation. Is that correct? We have 30 seconds.
Indeed. And in fact, there was a New York Times story from several years ago that talked about a U.S. intelligence program dating back to the Bush administration that was sustained for several years that sought to do exactly this. So it would not be surprising if the story ended up also being true from the Israeli side, which is to detect any kind of potential vulnerabilities in Iran's foreign and domestic missile supply chains and introduce faulty parts therein to impede and restrain the missile program. There's also the Occam's razor that this is entirely made up, right, given that the regime is looking to signal strength ahead of the one-year Mahsa Amini protest anniversary.
Ben and Ben Talibur, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.